Lone Star Audio presents Two for Texas by James Lee Burke, narrated by Tom Steckschulte, and directed by Megan Barrickman.
Chapter 1. The first day that Son Holland arrived in the penal camp, manacled inside a mule-drawn wagon with seven other convicts, he knew that he would eventually escape, that he would die before he'd spend 10 years in a steaming swamp under the guns and horse quirts of malarial Frenchmen with Negro blood in their veins and a degenerate corruption in their hearts. But he was just barely 19 then, still sufficiently naive to believe that his will alone was enough to win his freedom. He didn't know that almost 2 years would pass before his escape would come almost by accident, and that he'd have to help murder a man to accomplish it. The penal camp was built on a mud flat of the Mississippi River, where it made a wide bend north of Baton Rouge, and at sunset, while he stood exhausted and silent in front of his pen, waiting for the long chain to be slipped free from the iron ring manacled to one ankle, he looked out over the miles of swamp land that one day he'd have to cross to reach the Sabine River in Texas. White cranes flew low over the dead cypress tops in the sun's afterglow, their wings covered with scarlet, and the willow trees along the banks seemed wilted in the damp heat. Just as the pen door was bolted and locked behind him and he lay down on the wood plank in the collective smell of himself and the other convicts, he saw the mosquitoes begin to lift in gray clouds out of the cattails. Sleep came to him only in the late hours of the night, because the men who were to be whipped for breaking a rule during the day were always taken from the pens after the guards had eaten supper and started in on the barrel of whiskey they kept locked up with the axes and saws.